Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Scientists believe that they have uncovered one of the secrets to understanding the evolutionary history of plants. Victor Albert of the University at Buffalo tells us why the Amborella plant is so important.
Amborella is like the platypus of flowering plants. It's the single living descendant of the common ancestor of all other flowering plants, so it's sort of like the platypus, which itself represents the sister lineage to all other living mammals. The genome of Amborella is very important because it provides an evolutionary perspective for understanding modern crops. All modern crops come from flowering plants, everything from lettuce, the leaves of lettuce, to crops that come from the flowers themselves, such as rice, soybeans, maize, avocado, coffee, you name it. So in order to compare, say, rice with soybeans, normally people would just look sideways in a linear comparison, comparing one with the other. But having Amborella, its genome, allows us to basically go back into time and put an evolutionary perspective on that comparison. This evolutionary perspective is of great importance to understanding things such as resistance to drought of crops and adaptation to global warming. Our projects funded by the National Science Foundation, in particular the Plant Genome Research Program. Those involved include UB, of course, and University of Georgia, University of Florida, Indiana University, and Penn State University, which is leading the study.
That was the University of Buffalo's Victor Albert. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. You got to plan for tomorrow, plan for the harvest, you got to plant your seed.